Right, well, back to local news. Yesterday afternoon, the news breaking that the mayoral committee member for water and sanitation, Zahid Badreddin, has stepped aside amid allegations of tampering with an electrical meter at a property he owns. Now, we have several statements to work off here. We have the statement from the city confirming what has happened. We have his own statement with his version of events. And in a minute, I'll be talking to an opposition party member about what they would like to see happen next. Basically, the councillor's own statement says he had no knowledge of alleged impropriety at the property in question, saying he has cooperated with the city's investigation. He himself asked the mayor to allow him to step aside from his MACO role while the matter is investigated and pledging his full cooperation with the investigation. On the line with me is Suzette Little, Good Party City Councillor and Caucus Chair. Suzette, good morning. Thanks for your time.
Good morning, Papa. Thank you for having me this morning.
Is there anything you can add to our understanding of what the actual allegation is? What is meant to have happened that has triggered this investigation?
I think that all of us are actually trying to figure out what triggered this.
Okay.
We know that the DA is very famous for making allegations, creating cases where there are where there's no evidence. I mean, we've experienced this in 2017, 18. We've gone through periods where if they want to get rid of you, the allegation is there. But that doesn't excuse what has taken place. So we cannot form an opinion. All we are saying is that if it is found that there is some form of tampering, that he faces the same outcome or consequence as the residents of South Africa. Not so long ago, last year, 2021, a resident was fined 170,000 rand. It's also a criminal offence to be tampering, but we don't have the proof that there's been tampering. And so all we are saying that it is unfortunate that a MACO member is found in this particular alleged position.
I'm sure everyone can agree with that. Obviously, one wants one's leadership team in any organization, including the City of Cape Town, to be seen as beyond reproach, to be leading by example, to be walking the path of ethical, just governance. And any question that that's not happening obviously reflects badly on the entire team, not just on the individual. As you are right in pointing out, Suzette, this is an unproven allegation at this point. A disciplinary process is underway, and the MACO member involved has indicated he will cooperate with that process. What sort of timeline do we expect from this process? In your experience, how long do these things take to wrap up and get us to a point of resolution either way, which I think is what everybody needs to see?
What I find fascinating is that if we're talking about a normal resident, you have the city going in, finding the tampering, he reports it to council, the directors make a decision within the officialdom, and the person is charged. It is proven and a letter is sent to the resident, and within 2 months, the person is charged depending on what fee they decide to charge him. All of the years is recalculated and a new bill is sent through to the client. So the normal process when it's dealing with a resident takes about 2 months for that to have happened. Now, according to the statement, the property was purchased in 2016. A property was built, a house was built. 2019. There must have been electrical certificates for this property. Why was that not given as evidence for this proposed or alleged tampering? Because if this is a property that has been built, there's certain certificates that has got to be handed in. This is not a case that has just been highlighted now. This is something that's been coming on for a while. Hence the fact that I'm saying it's taken more than 2 months for us to get to this point. One should really ask, are they trying to get rid of Mr. Badreddin? We do know that he is the wrong color in the DA.
Suzette, okay, that's an opposition party's view on possible ulterior motives for the investigation. Are you aware of any rumours within council that would back up that allegation other than what you've said about skin colour? Is he unpopular for any decisions that he's made or policies
well,
that he has driven?
Yes, well, at the moment, there are certain factions within the DA, and Mr. Badreddin is in the wrong faction at the moment. And so one can see that it would not go down well being in the current faction that he's in. And so there is a split in the DA, hence the fact that you see the service delivery taking a knock on the Cape Flats or anywhere in the city because they cannot agree on how the city must be run.
So Suzette Little, thank you for speaking to us as a councillor from the opposition. Good party.